there's lots of challenges and crises that occur when you're working with families that are struggling in poverty and struggling with substance abuse or mental illness. There's lots of things that can come up. So my main role at CASA is to provide support for the 6 CASA advocate supervisors and ensure that they have the supports they need to coach and supervise the 25 to 30 volunteers that they work with. And those volunteers are directly working and impacting the lives of the children in foster care.
So would you say you're in a lot of meetings, or what tasks do you do?
Yeah, so like today I was in a meeting before I showed up here, and I met with the Family and Children's Services Child Welfare Director and managers, and that's building a relationship. Like I said, that's sort of the theme of social work. And so I meet with all the different partners on a regular basis, from the court to the judges and attorneys, the children's behavioral health system, so the mental health clinicians, the social work team, and various community-based organizations to help support how we can work together to ensure that the families that are coming into the system have all the things they need to be successful and to reunify with their children.
And what kind of environment and people do you work with?
My environment's fantastic. I work in a house. And so we have a 2-story house down in Watsonville on Freedom. And it's really great. The downstairs is like any home that you would go to. It's got a living room and a dining room and a kitchen and a crafts room and a library with computers in it. And the advocates can come with their children and do things in this home and not only engage with them in a home-like setting, but also be around other adults that are caring. And they can start to build that understanding that adults are safe people to be around, because maybe some of them haven't had that experience or they've been in a situation that's been traumatic for them. And so what we're doing by providing that environment is creating a space where their brain can actually start to rewire and relearn how to be in this world without living in such a stressful, chaotic space all the time.
What quality